Before this starts, I would like to say this real quick. If you are wondering if I'm using a voice filter, no. And I will leave a link to a video proving that I am not using a voice filter. After you watch the video and you still say that my voice is fake and I'm using a voice filter, hey, you're getting blocked. Anyway, enjoy the content. That is Renegade X6. You are now listening to another episode of the Mind of a Renegade. What is good? This is Renegade X, back in with another episode of the Mind of a Renegade, to where I, your host, Renegade X, will talk about current events going on in the world and give my opinion about said events. In this episode, I will be talking about three things. The first thing I will be talking about is this woman that attempted to burn down Martin Luther King's house. The second thing I will be talking about is the policy that Twitch tried to loosen their sexual content policy. The third thing I will be talking about is New Age women being mad at Simone Biles and her husband because her husband said that he was the catch. So let's get this started. So yes, the first thing, a woman attempted to burn down Martin Luther King's house. I'm going to play the video. Then I'm gonna give my opinion about this.
It is a close call for a piece of American history. That's a woman dousing the birth home of civil rights icon Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. with gasoline. Thankfully, some good Samaritans saved the day.
It's shocking video, a woman dressed in all black dousing the historic birthplace of Martin Luther King Jr. with gasoline.
What are you doing? No, that's gasoline.
She pours gas on the windows and the front porch of the registered national landmark. This is where the iconic civil rights leader lived the first 12 years of his life.
To me, it felt miraculous that we happened to be there at that time.
Bryce Gandy and Zach Kemp, tourists from Utah, were visiting the house when they saw the extraordinary scene unfold.
What are you doing?
She walked past me and picked up a lighter in the grass, which I hadn't seen, and I blocked her from going back to the house.
The arson suspect was pinned to the ground by these Good Samaritans, who turned out to be off-duty cops from the NYPD who were visiting Atlanta.
You can still breathe.
They're on their way.
Cops arrive and put the woman in cuffs.
Hey, ma'am, you all right?
Atlanta News First reporter Doug Reardon is covering the story.
But we don't know the motive. If they hadn't stopped her, this home, this very historic home, would have gone up in flames in just a matter of minutes.
The woman was identified as 26-year-old Lanisha Henderson. Witnesses told us her family showed up saying she had been missing for 2 days.
So yes, as you saw, a black woman tried to burn down Martin Luther King's house, and two white guys stopped her. And those two white guys were off-duty cops. If those cops were not there, that woman would have burnt down Martin Luther King's house. And she would have gotten away with it. Because if the house burned down, people would have suspected that a white person with a white supremacist mindset had done this. See, I'm glad we live in a day and age to where we have cameras on our phones to expose certain things. This strag, this arsonist, this messed up individual attempting to burn down the house of an important person, a person that has fought for black people. and the fact that it's a black woman doing it disgusts me. I'm telling y'all, that self-hatred in the black community is strong. And you want to know the sad part about this? Is that there are going to be people out there that's going to defend her actions. That woman needs to be locked up. She needs to be in prison for what she attempted to do. And black folks definitely should be mad at her for that. Cause when I saw the video of her attempting to do that, to me, she is a white supremacist. It should be prosecuted by the fullest extent of the law. See, this is what happens when you do not deal with bad actions, when you do not deal with wrong behavior. If you do not call out certain things, this is what happens. You get a bunch of entitled people who think what they're doing is right, but it's not. Let's get on with the second topic. Twitch tried to loosen its sexual policy. Basically, when they loosened it, they were going to allow nude art and all these sorts of fetishes and things like that. Now, when the artists and people started doing that, they started getting banned for it, even though they were allowed to do it. And this sparked so much backlash from people. Twitch basically just did a U-turn and said, you know what? Bad idea. We are not doing that anymore. And I'ma just be honest with y'all. I currently do not like Twitch for a couple of reasons. They have favorites, number one. The algorithm is some BS because it'd be hard for smaller channels to grow. Because apparently if you're not a titty streamer, or you're not doing this new meta that they're doing on Twitch, the nude meta, where you're basically straight book 'em naked and you got a sensor bar over yourself. Now they have been getting banned by doing that, but it's sad that that happened. Because I think you gotta be 13 to sign up for Twitch. And then somehow kids are just able to use Twitch because they lie about their age using devices and stuff. So you have kids and teenagers on Twitch seeing this type of stuff going on. But does Twitch care? Do a lot of people care? Nope. It doesn't matter if the children and teenagers' minds get messed up from watching that stuff. No, long as the money's coming in. So that matters. Parents need to go back to monitoring what their children watch. Because if they did, the whole YouTube adpocalypse wouldn't happen. Because in this day and age, a lot of parents just want to give their children a cell phone and just let them do whatever. Let them search up whatever they're going to search up. Without even thinking that their children could potentially be watching some messed up stuff. This is a crazy world that we live in now. On to the last topic. So, New Age women are mad at Simone Biles and her husband, Jonathan Owens, because Jonathan Owens said in the interview that he was the catch. Because the guy that asked him the question, and I know this is not verbatim, but he asked, how did you get Simone Biles? And Jonathan Owens replied, How did she get me? So of course New Age women are mad at Jonathan Owens for saying that. And I'm going to do my best to explain why they are mad. One of the reasons why they are mad at Jonathan Owens for saying that he is the catch is because they do not like a man with high self-esteem who values himself because they cannot control him. They cannot manipulate him and use him for his resources. Because Jonathan Owens is an NFL player. For those that do not know, another reason that they hate Jonathan Owens for what he said is because he is a black man. They hate a black man with high self-esteem. A black man that values himself. This country despises that. Because let's just be real. You got people out here who frown, who despise when good things happen to black men. Because the hatred of black men in this country. Because in this country, a black man is supposed to be lower than dirt. So anything that's against that propaganda, people will despise it. And another thing about this as well is that for a long time, women have believe themselves to be the prize when it's really the men. Think about it. Why do you have these new age women constantly complaining about men? Oh, they should make this amount of money. They should pay for my nails. They should pay all this money on the date. They should buy me a Gucci bag, Louis bag, Louis Vuitton, and etc. Like, why are they pursuing the men for that to use them as utilities? Think about it. And I'm going to say this. There are going to be those that disagree. But it needs to be said. There is a famous quote. You lose money chasing women. But you never lose women chasing money. Or sometimes it's said, you run out of money chasing women, but you never run out of women when chasing money. See, all I want is men in this country to value themselves again. Because I despise simps. To me, a simp is a weak man who doesn't value himself. Because when you are always trying to go after box, you're basically ruining your life. Because you are not focusing on yourself, holding your skills, and etc. Building self-esteem, being confident, and etc. But then again, also in this day and age, we live in a society to where masculinity is constantly under attack. Because being a traditional man is apparently offensive and oppressive. Which doesn't make any sense at all. And also in this society, thanks to feminism, just because you have some evil men back in the day that did terrible things. They extrapolate that to all men. This country really doesn't know about the gender roles. I believe that there are gender roles for a reason. It's just a lot of people don't want to study it. Study biology. Study about the male and female body. This country is trying to dismiss years of biology. And another thing that's been taking men off in this country is that you have had men build this country. And once it's been built and all this stuff to improve people's lives, do you know what men are getting in return? The middle finger. The middle finger from everybody. So men have built this country, fought in wars, and etc. in order to keep this country alive. And we are getting hated for it. Because of some, not all, some men back in the day that did some messed up stuff. Alright, let me get back to the topic. I apologize for getting off topic. But yes, these new age women want Simone Biles to divorce her husband because he said that he was the catch. From what I saw in the interview, she looks like she loves that man. She adores that man. See, this is why I do not like new age women / strags. Just because they're miserable and can't get what she got and despise the traditional family, they be trying to make good women, women who are not on this new age nonsense, miserable. They try to make good women become like them. This is why I do not like strags. This is why I do not like new age women. See, there is a quote that describes what I've said. Misery loves company. And for all the good women out there that are listening to this podcast episode, do not listen to them strags. Do not listen to them new age women. Because they're going to lead you down a bad path. I wish Simone Biles and Jonathan Owens many blessings. I hope they have a successful marriage and a successful life. Salute to you, Jonathan Owens. Alright, that's going to be it for the episode. Be sure to check out my socials listed in the description. Hit that Cash App if you want to support. $ Ultimate Renegade. God bless. Stay safe. And I'll see y'all next time.